due to people's lives and due to people's families. I mean, it's just the devil's all it is. Amen? 100%. How about that? Amazing grace. I might want to shout and run right there a little bit. Amen? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 28. I'm so full, I don't know if I can preach. I don't mean full of food. I mean full of glory. I'm telling you, God's been so good. Matthew chapter number 28. I'm going to revisit the Easter story tonight, but I'm going to lift three words from the verses that we're going to read tonight, or four words, rather, and just preach you a simple little thought. I don't have an outline. I just got a thought on my heart, which that could go either way. It could be very short or very long. So it's one of those I can't start to tell you. I was short this morning. Amen. So you can say amen right there. I was. Brother Chad Truelove came back tonight. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. Brother Chad come out the door this morning. He said, "Are you getting old?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Man, it's only 10 after 12. Tell he grew up around here, smart aleck. Amen. Amen. But I tell you, I had some ladies back there in the nursery thanking the Lord and singing my praises that we got out. They had 23 babies in the nursery this morning. I appreciate our nursery workers. Say amen right there. Can you imagine if them 23 babies had been in here? There was some in here stirring a pretty good ruckus already, man. If you'd added all that back to the, oh boy, it'd been bad. Matthew chapter number 28, we'll look at these verses tonight and give you what the Lord put on my heart. The Bible said, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow." So I'm just going to stop right there and say that there's a few things I cannot wait to see when I get to heaven. And that fellow's one of them. Amen. There's some things when I think about heaven, I got a twisted mind, but there's some things when I think about heaven. Of course, I want to see Jesus. Don't get me wrong. That's first and foremost. But them creatures, you know, that's got six wings, with twain they covered their face, with twain they covered their feet, and twain they did fly. I can't wait to see them things, man. There's just some things in heaven that's exciting, man. Can you see this guy? His countenance is like lightning. Man, that's a bad dude. I don't know any other way to put it. But anyway, ain't got nothing to do with the message tonight. I just can't wait to see this guy. And I got a feeling there's going to be a bunch more of them just like him. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, in verse number 4, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is," say the next two words with me, "not here, for he is" what? "Risen, as he said." I'm going to stop right there. It's still nothing to do with the message. I like what the angel said. "He's not here, for he is risen." Then he adds that little phrase after that, "as he said." As he said. In other words, if Jesus said it, you can count on it. You shouldn't even be shocked that he's risen from the dead. He told you, "Tear this temple down. In 3 days, I will rebuild it." Amen. Isn't that a blessing, man? You can count on what the Lord said. As he said. If he said it in this book, friend, you can count on it. Amen. You know what he said? I was thinking of a lot of things, but one thing in particular, he said he's coming back. He said he's coming back after me. I can count on that. Amen. He said, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." I'm going to back up right there at verse number 6. I'm going to pull two words out of this verse and two words out of verse number 7. In verse number 6, the angel looked at the two Marys and said this, "Come, see. Come and see." In verse number 7, he said, go and tell. Tonight, just for a few minutes, I want to preach on this thought. Come, see, go, tell. Come, see, go, tell. Let me just say, by introduction tonight, that is the process or the way that a Christian ought to carry out their life. We ought to come and see and go and tell. We ought to come and see and go and tell. Just for a few minutes, and I want to look at these four words. Let's look at that first word, come. Come. Listen, that is one of the great words in the New Testament, come. The Bible said that these ladies came, for they were in fear when they got there, and the stone was rolled away, and the Lord was gone. I imagine their hearts was all tore up, and the angel said, hey, it's all right, come here, I want to show you something. Amen, and did he ever. Hey, listen, if we can come to the Lord for salvation, we can come to him for everything else in our life. It's funny to me how people get saved. They get up here in the baptistry and get baptized. They join the church, become a part, and then the devil wreaks, literal Hades in their life, and they fall apart. What we've got to do is learn to come to the Lord again and again and again and again and again and again. You know, we come to the Lord for many reasons, don't we? Amen. We come first of all for salvation. But sometimes I come because I'm weary and I'm heartbroken or I don't know what the case may be, but I have needs in my life. Listen, I'm telling you, I live in a real world where there is a real devil and he is having himself a heyday. People come to me all the time and say, man, I just don't know what to do. You better get to Jesus. You better come to Jesus. Let me say it again. You better come to Jesus. This won't be real deep tonight, real simple. You say, preacher, we're going through it. You better come to Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Brother Sean's joking. He's back there. And he was joking the other day about my wife trying to run over him at Publix and told him he better come to Jesus. Hey, that's pretty good advice for anybody right there, friend. We need to learn to come to Jesus. We try to solve all our problems ourselves, and all we do is stir them up and make them worse. Amen. You mess with a dead animal on the side of the road. They used to call it stirring a stink. Anybody know what that means? You go to messing with it and it makes it 10 times worse than what it was. And that's about the way we do. We got this on this hand and this on this hand. This is coming loose over here and the wheels is coming off the cart over here. And boy, it's just like anybody besides me, you never just have one bad thing happen. Ever. It ain't never just, I can deal with one thing. Come on, help me. It never. You ever hear the old saying, when it rains, it what? It pours. That's exactly the way it is. But if I get one bad phone call, I might as well just hunker down because I'm fixed to get about 5 or 6 more. Just bam, 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 bam. You know what? I've learned over the years, there ain't no way you can stay in the ministry any length of time if you don't learn to come to Jesus. Amen. I get more stuff dumped on me that is so heavy and so big, and sometimes it's so overwhelming, I will catch myself saying, to heck with this. I didn't sign up for this. Somebody help me right there. Life will do that to you. But I've learned that during those times when it is too heavy for me, that it's not too heavy for him, and I can come. Hey, he said, ye that are heavy and labor and heavy laden, come unto me and you'll find rest for your soul. He said, if you're thirsty, come, I'll give you drink. If you're hungry, come, I'm the bread of life. Hey, if you need some fellowship, come, and I'll sup with you and you with me. Hey, man, we can come to Jesus no matter what it is in our life. You know what? One of the things I'm most grateful for, I can come when I'm messed up. Yep. Amen. Amen. You ever find yourself just in a state of messed up? Yep. Not where you ought to be? Yep. Heart get cold and hard and indifferent? Yep. Amen. You preach about 100 funerals just in a period of a few months, and it'll get you in a funk. Yep. Amen. Yep. Somebody said, preacher, I don't see how you do it. That's the same way anybody else does it. If anybody else does it, they do it because they come to Jesus on a regular basis. Amen. We got some folks need to come to Jesus tonight. Amen. Y'all don't die on me. It's been a long time since you've come to the Lord. I wouldn't embarrass her for nothing. Well, I would. But my little sister's here tonight. She's here this morning, back tonight, and I'll just be honest with you, it's made my day. I've enjoyed that so much. And she come to the altar a while ago. I don't know what she's praying. I don't know what kind of load she was carrying, but I'm sure glad she come told Jesus about it. Amen. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of folks just needs to come. I don't know the situation. I don't know where you are, what's going on in your life, but I'm here to tell you, you can come tell Jesus about it. Amen. Have you ever been to the place where you were just so, I don't know the right word to use, but you didn't even want to pray? Be honest. You get to the place where you're just so cold and so hard, what's the use? That's kind of your thinking. The devil will put those thoughts in your mind. They ain't no use. You've confessed that sin so many times, I wouldn't even do it again. Amen. You've prayed about that so much, I wouldn't even bother no more. No, we just need to keep coming. Hey, brother, good to see you. We just need to keep coming. Time and time and time. You know, let me tell you something. The Lord never grows weary of you coming to Him. Now, see, you can come to me. And I've had it over the years. I've counseled with people to the point to where I said, no more. No more. I'm cutting you off. If in 6 months' time I haven't helped you, I'm probably not going to in the next 6 months either. Does that make sense? No, I'm not saying if I've counseled you before, don't come back. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I realize that they're at a place where I can't help them. Amen. Amen. But you know the difference in coming to me and coming to Jesus? Jesus can help you every single time. And you can come and come and come and come and come and come. And He never says, oh, Lord, there's Robbie. Oh, no, there comes that Mooney fella again. Shut the door. If it's for me, I'm not here. Are you listening? There was a lady some time ago, she don't go to our church anymore, but she called my house and she called on a pretty regular basis. And I'll be honest with you, and please don't fall out with me right here, but it got to the point that we got caller ID. And I wouldn't answer it. And then she would leave messages on the answering machine the answering machine didn't have enough room. You know what I'm talking about? She'd just talk. And it was one of those people that would talk your ear off but wouldn't let you say nothing. Oh, yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. I mean, just wouldn't let you say a word. I'd see that on the caller ID and say, ain't going to answer that one. Are you listening? She was coming to me, but she wasn't getting any help. I've had men do the same thing. They've come to me, but their life never changed. I can't change your life. I can hear your problems. I can weep with you. I can mourn with you. I can try to encourage you and try to be a blessing. I can pray for you, but I cannot change your situation. But if you'll come to Jesus, He can change your situation. Amen. That's why I like Brother Jason's RU. It's not his RU, but I love the RU program better than any other addictions program I ever heard of in my life. You know what it does? It just gets them to Jesus. Anything else is a Band-Aid or a patch. But, buddy, you get them to Jesus, He'll change their life. Amen. Amen. The angel said, come. Won't somebody come tonight? I'm so glad those two men got up this morning and walked the aisle. You know what they did? They realized where they were sitting. They were lost and on their way to hell. And they came to Jesus and got gloriously born again. But they had to come to Him. Remember what the Bible says? Draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. In other words, He's saying the ball's in your court. Amen. You want help? Come here. Not that He won't come where you are. There's got to be a move in your heart toward Him. Amen. Hey, some folks, boy, I'd love to see you on the altar. Corey, what was your brother's name? Brandon. Old Brandon's down here getting saved this morning. I was sitting over there in that chair. I could hear that boy weeping all the way over in that chair, brother. I like that. You know what? He wasn't crying to his brother. He wasn't crying to me. He is talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody whispered in his heart, come. Come this way, son. And that's what he did. He made a beeline toward the Lord. Hey, and if it worked for getting in, it'll work for staying in. Amen. Amen. I need Him every single day of my life. Yes, sir. But I've learned what I've got to do. I've just got to come to Him. And come to Him. And come to Him. Listen, when you get to the place where you're just about to the point of giving up and saying what's the use, that's when you need to go the most. That's right. That's when you need to come the most. You get in those times where it feels like your prayers aren't getting past the ceiling. Anybody ever like that? I mean, it's just vain repetition. It ain't coming from your heart. It's just words out of your mouth and doesn't mean nothing to you. And you know the Lord's sitting in heaven going, oh, da, 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 da. Am I the only person in here that unspiritual? But that's when you need to pray. That's when you need to keep praying. I like what the old song says, pray till you pray through. Amen. Pray till you pray through. That's an old Church of God term, but I believe in it. Amen. Amen. Y'all know what it means to pray through? Yes, you pray till you feel like somebody's going, uh-huh, I hear you, son. I hear every word till you feel the presence of God. Man, I've been in my room or in my little study at home all by myself and nobody at home. And boy, I've beat the floor and I've fussed and pitched fits and everything else and saying, God, where are you? I need your help. I'm in a fix. I'm in a mess. And buddy, out of nowhere, the Spirit of the Lord come in. Hey, it's surreal. I'm afraid to open my eyes, afraid of what I'm fixing to see, buddy. I'm telling you, the Lord is there in a tangible way. But I learned I had to just keep coming. I had to just keep coming. I had to just keep coming. I wish I could fix everybody's problem. I do. I wish I had the power some of those TV preachers claim they have. I'd put Scottish Rite out of business. I'd go down there tomorrow and bop every one of them little cancer babies on the head. You say, are you making fun? I sure am. They can really do what they claim they can do. They ought to be put in prison for mass murder. Y'all all right? They say, oh, but it depends on the person's faith. They ain't a kid in that hospital ain't got faith. They believe in a man that has a sleigh and wears a red suit and has reindeer that fly and comes down chimneys on December 24th. Are you listening? Them kids have faith, man. I wish I could. I wish I could fix marriages. I wish I was a marriage fixer. I can't. But I know one. But I know one. Do you know in the old days preachers didn't counsel? They didn't. In the old days preachers didn't counsel. If you came to my pastor after we got saved and said, Brother Earl, can we come talk to you? For what? Well, we're having trouble. Pray. Me and my wife ain't getting along. Get right with God. That was a counsel, brother. Yes, sir. You got it. You know what we've done? We've learned to go everywhere else for help. If you're getting help on Facebook, you're pitiful. If that's where you're looking for help, you're in a mess. If you're looking for help on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Dr. Phil and all that stuff, man, you need to come to Jesus. You need to come tell him about it. A lot of times I think people come to me and bear their burdens and tell me their troubles, and I honestly in my heart believe they have yet to tell the Lord about it. People ask me to pray about something and they hadn't prayed about it themselves. Amen. No wonder we got trouble. Had a guy ask me one time to fast with him for 7 days. He said, would you fast for me for 7 days? You know what fasting is, right? No food. I ain't built for a 7-day fast. Amen. I go over 3, son. I dry up and blow away. I had to put rocks in my pocket and everything else. Amen. Amen. I already stand like this and stick my tongue out and look like a zipper. Amen. I have to tease the hair on my legs and make my socks stay up. Amen. Hey, will you pray? Will you fast and pray for 7 days? I said, yeah. I said, when do you want to start? He said, oh, I ain't going to do it. Well, I thank God he was honest. I thought, well, I ain't either. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we're guilty, man. I think we just want to voice our trouble. Yeah. I think we just want somebody to hear it. But Jesus is somebody who wants to hear it and can do something with it. He said, come, come. All through this Bible, Jesus said, come, come. It's an invitation. He's constantly giving invitations. Come, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. He's always inviting people in. You've never seen him inviting somebody out. You never see. Remember when they got mad? And I'm getting there's more in this than I thought there was. You remember when the crowd got mad, the disciples got mad because all the little kids were coming to the Lord? All the children, and the boy, they's going to fuss at the kids and send the kids. Oh, don't bother him. He's very important. Jesus said, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is of the kingdom of God. Hey, brother, he had time for everybody. The little kids, the grown-ups, the blind, the halt, the withered, the dead. I mean, brother, he had time for everybody in every kind of problem. Come. But then not only that, he said, see. He didn't say, come look. He said, come see. Did you know there's a difference between look and see? I might look at something and not fully comprehend what I'm looking at. They used to have a show on television years ago, and I don't even remember the name of it, but it was like a game show, and you had to figure out, they'd bring weird objects in, and you'd have to guess what they were. And boy, sometimes you'd look at something, you'd go, well, it might be this, or it might, you don't really know. You don't really know. You ain't got an idea. You can look at something and not really see it. I looked at Jesus for 19 years of my life. I looked at him every Easter. I looked at him every Christmas. I looked at him every Sunday night and Wednesday night, every revival. Brother, I was in the place to see Jesus over and over and over and over, but I never clearly saw him for who he really is till I was 19 years old. How many of you remember seeing him for the first time in your life? You didn't just see him as mama's God or mama's religion or grandma's religion. You didn't just see him as some reason to go to church. Hey, you saw him as a risen Lord. You saw him as a Savior. You saw him as your escape from hell. Hey, come and see. Come and see. Come and get a grasp. Amen. We can come and see that he is our help in time of trouble. He is our help in time of need. He is the best counselor. Did you know that's one of his names? Given in Isaiah. Wonderful. Counselor. What about that, man? Hey, you need to see, understand. Not just look at it, but see the fact that Jesus is all you need. He can fix your marriage. He can fix your children. He can fix your brother. I couldn't believe he did that. He was just at church last week. I love that boy to death, man. We grew up together. Wasn't it amazing? Nothing could control him. They've got him strapped to a bed with a harness. And he's just convulsing uncontrollably. And just hearing the words, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amen. Saved a wretch like me. Amen. Calmed him right out. That's amazing. Amen. Maybe in that state, maybe he'll understand. Maybe he'll see, Jesus is really what I need. Jesus is really rehab. Rehab ain't really what I need. Jesus is what I need. Come and see. Come and see. How long's it been since you've seen some truth from God? How long's it been? How long's it been since God showed you something in the Bible? You kind of got to read it first. Amen. How long has it been since you prayed about something and said, God, shed a little light on this for me. I'm not really understanding it. And God opened up that book and let you see something. Not just look at it. I remember getting my first Bible after I got saved, that little brown Scofield Bible. It's on my desk at home. And I remember I made up my mind for the first time in my life, I'm going to start in Genesis 1, and I'm going all the way through the book of Revelations. I'm going to read this whole Bible. And I remember reading through there, man, some of the boringest stuff I'd ever read in my life. I get to them begats, and I was skipping them. Then I heard somebody say, don't skip them begats. You got to get it all. I said, okay, so I went back. So-and-so begat, blah, 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 begat, blah, 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 blah. That's about what it sounds like, amen. I sound like an Arab trying to read, amen. And boy, all of a sudden, whoa, where'd that come from? There'd be a nugget right there in the Word of God. Something I'd never seen in my entire life. And God, you know what made my relationship so sweet with Him? That He thought enough of me that he let the Spirit of God open up his word and give my little simple mind understanding. Huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever just had a light come on?
Yeah.
You ever had that happen? You're trying to figure something out and trying to figure something out, and all of a sudden you go, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Huh? Y'all remember them little things? I think they still sell them at Cracker Barrel, them little them puzzles. It's like two nails twisted together. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you got to try to get them apart. Nobody knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Okay, a few of you old people are going, amen, bro, I know what you're talking about. They got something like that. It's two horseshoes and a chain. And you work and you work and you work and you work and you work. And let me get it a little bit closer. A Rubik's Cube. I solved mine the day I got it. I pulled them stickers off. Amen. And once that thing, once you see the way that it goes, and it'll work every time. It's like once you do it once, you got it, man.
Amen.
You go, oh, I see. And you can take that thing together, you can take it apart, you can put it together, you can take it apart, then you hand it to somebody else, and they go, I get mad and bend the nails. And they're doing the same thing you are. And all of a sudden, as you watch them play with that thing long enough, they'll go, oh, I see.
Yeah. Amen.
What we need to come to light is that this thing with Jesus works.
Amen.
We need to see that, not just with our mouth and what we tell our children and what we say amen into in church, but I'm talking about in our heart. We need to see that Jesus really does love us, and he really does care, and he really can handle our problems. Sometimes we have to get in a pretty low place before we realize that.
Yes, sir.
We have to get in a pretty low place. Something tragic happened? Oh, you come to Jesus that fast.
Yeah.
But all the everyday stuff, you try to take on yourself. Amen. I've told couples in my office, they're having marital problems. And I always ask this question, when's the last time you guys prayed together? It never fails. I watch them heads go. If you don't take it to Jesus, it ain't going to get fixed.
Right.
Amen. It ain't going to get fixed. It's like taking your transmission to a TV shop. Amen. My transmission's broke. I'm going to the transmission shop. Amen. My heart's broke. I'm not going to Oprah. That's the TV shop. I'm going to Jesus. Come, see. You know what's the next word?
Go.
Go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell what? What we just come and saw.
Yeah.
Go and tell what? What we just came and saw. He said, come and see, and then go and tell. Go and tell what? What you just saw. You know what a witness does? If you get summoned to court, and I've got that a couple of times, don't ever put me down to come to court and testify for you, okay? I'm serious heart attack. I've been summoned to court, I don't know, several times and had to go several times. You know how many times I've ever testified? Never. They in a court in this country gives a flip what a preacher has to say. I got kicked off the last jury duty I got called in because I'm a preacher. And the trial I was sitting in on was a divorce. Yeah. Don't call me to court. I lost my whole train of thought. But what a witness does. They call their witness to the stand. They put their hand on the Bible, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. I guess they still do that. I don't know why. It sure don't make no difference. Amen. Bunch of crooks. And you know what? That lawyer for the defense or whatever, he'll start to question that witness. You know what he asked him? Tell me what you saw.
Yep.
Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you heard. We're to go and tell. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to go and tell.
Right.
That little lady at the well that Jesus saved, I mean, boy, she got born again. She got so happy. Remember, she was a loose-living lady. She was shacked up. She had already had five husbands. She is living in sin, wickedness.
Yeah.
Boy, Jesus gave her a well of water springing up into her, into everlasting life, and she left her water pots and ran back to town. Didn't go through a discipleship program. Didn't go through a course of study. She went back to town preaching. Come see a man. Told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You know what she did? She just went and tell. She went and told what she came and saw. She came to the well to get some water, and boy, did she get some. There she met a man by the name of Jesus who changed her life forever. Come and see. And go and tell. I guarantee you the Lord has brought you through some things that people you work with are going through. You know what your job is? I know some jobs they get on to you. You can't preach and you can't hand out gospel tracts, but you can say, hey buddy, I've been where you are. We've been there. Let me tell you, we wouldn't have made it through it without the Lord. I'm praying for you. Amen. Come and see. Yes. Go and tell. Man, our job is to come and see, to go and tell. And listen, I hate missing church because I'm afraid what I'm going to miss by not being there. You know what I love to do? And I try to be careful because I'm the pastor and it sounds like I'm bragging, but I love to go and tell. I love to go and tell. Somebody, Ashley, I think, took a picture of the crowd this morning. She sent it to my phone. I got it on my phone. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to New York this week. I'm going to tell that preacher. I'm going to say, look there. It's my Wednesday night crowd. Amen. I'm going to go and tell, man. I'll get off that plane tomorrow, sit down in his car. He's going to say, how's it going? I'm going to say, we had 3 saved yesterday. I'm telling you, God moved in a big way. And God's still on the throne. He's still in the saving business. Hey, I'm going to tell it. I've always had a problem. Always, I can't keep a secret. I can't. I don't mean something important that would hurt somebody. I'm talking about like if I get one of my children a gift, they're getting it then. We got Levi that guitar for his birthday, and I didn't think it was going to get there by his birthday, and it did. It come 2 weeks before. My wife said, are we going to have a birthday party and give it to Levi? I said, no, you cooking him supper tonight. UPS brought it. I said, I called Levi. I said, can y'all come eat? I can't wait, man. When something's good, man, I can't wait to tell it. I can't wait to tell it. Don't ne'er one of y'all win the lottery and come tell me don't tell nobody. Amen. After we get your tithe check, I'm going to shout it from the rooftop. Amen. I'm just kidding. Don't be playing the lottery. Your chances of that are way out, y'all. Man, something as wonderful as Jesus happened in our life, we ought to want to go and tell it. We ought to want to go and share that with somebody else. Amen. Everywhere we go, you ever just stop and ask somebody, hey, you know how good the Lord is? Try little phrases like, God bless you. Have a blessed day. That opens up some conversation. I've had ladies at Walmart. I'm checking out, buying dog food. I say, God bless you, ma'am. Have a good day. Thank you so much. I mean, boy, I don't know, man. I ain't never had nobody cuss me out for it. Not yet. It may happen tomorrow, but not yet. Come and see, go and tell. Our problem is we're coming and seeing, but we're not going and telling. And our water becomes stagnant. For drinking water, like a pond, to be good, it's got to have water coming in. It's got to have water going out. I worry about some of these deeper life crowd. All they do is study the Bible. They got a lot coming in, there ain't nothing going out. If I don't give it out, I bust. Amen. I love to take it in. I listen to preach. I got several preacher friends that send me CDs, and I listen to preaching going down the road. But if all I do is take it in and take it in and take it in and take it in, it ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Amen. There's a process. I want to come and see. I want to see the good things of God, but then I want to tell them. Yes, I want to tell them and 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 tell them. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Come and see. How long has it been since you came? How long has it been since you came to the Lord and just poured your heart out and said, God, here's my problem. Here's what's wrong with me. Here's the sin that I'm harboring in my heart. How long has it been since you bowed on the altar and said, God, I need your touch. I need your help. How long has it been since that light came on and you thought, well, you idiot. Why hadn't you been doing this all along? Amen. How long has it been since you went and told somebody how good God's been to you? Let's just mind the Lord tonight. Brother Todd, can you sing a verse, brother?
Yeah.
You just mind God tonight.